creating an atmosphere which is attracting, which will attract others to Krishna consciousness as well. Because the very essence of our movement is based on preaching Krishna consciousness. It's the heart, it's the life of our Krishna consciousness movement. Without preaching Krishna consciousness, then we actually have nothing to get together, to work together and satisfy the world.
Без проповеди сознания Кришны у нас нет, просто не будет общего дела, которое мы могли бы совершать для удовлетворения Господа.
Because Srila Prabhupada has given us that as Lord Chaitanya's ambassador, that is the primary sacrifice for us to perform.
Srila Prabhupada, как послание Господа Чайтанья, дал нам обязательность, как самое главное жертвоприношение, которое мы должны исполнить.
For me, the essence of Prabhupada's instructions as given as given by him and as repeated from the instructions of Lord Chaitanya are Yare De Katare Kaha Krishna Upades.
Для меня наставление Шрила Прабхупады это наставление Господа Чайтаньи, который сказал Yare De Katare Kaha Krishna Upades.
There are instructions that are constant meditation from him. Yes.
Для меня это наставление является постоянным объектом медитации.
That we should as much as possible tell everybody we meet about the teachings of Lord Krishna.
Мы должны как можно больше говорить людям, с которыми мы встречаемся, об учении Господа Кришны.
In other words, we have to tell everybody about Krishna.
Другими словами, мы должны рассказывать каждому о Кришне.
Srila Prabhupada translated that verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That we must tell everybody we meet about the teachings of Lord Krishna as given in the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita.
Таким образом, он говорит, что мы должны рассказывать людям, с которыми мы встречаемся, об учении Господа Кришны, такие, какие они даны в Бхагавад Гите и Шримад Бхагаватам.
And he always emphasized that this is the essence of our Krishna consciousness movement.
И он постоянно подчеркивает, что такова суть нашего движения сознания Кришны.
So telling people about Krishna attracts people to want to hear more about Krishna.
Когда мы рассказываем людям о Кришне, мы вдохновляем людей слушать больше и больше Кришны.
That's the nature of Krishna Katha.
Такова природа Кришна Катхи.
The subject matter about Krishna is ever increasingly satisfying.
Тема, которая посвящена Кришне, удовлетворяет постоянно.
Once one actually hears the message of Krishna consciousness, then it awakens within him the desire to learn more about his relationship with Krishna.
Когда человек слышит о сознании Кришны, то его сердце пробуждается желание развить свои отношения с Кришной.
Just as we have all, to some degree, or to varying degrees, experienced having come in contact with Srila Prabhupada's teachings, and then seen how we've come closer and closer to wanting to hear more about Krishna.
Как каждый из нас мог испытать это на своей жизни в большей или меньшей степени, что когда мы пришли в соприкосновение с учением Шрилы Прабхупады, с учением Кришны, как стало бы Шрилы Прабхупады, то у нас развивалось желание больше и больше слушать Кришну.
Just like yesterday, at the radio station, somebody was asking me the question.
Как вчера на радио Кришналока один человек задал мне вопрос.
Asking me to please explain how it is that I came to Krishna consciousness and the obstacles I had to overcome coming to Krishna
consciousness.
And I related a little bit of my life just prior to coming to Krishna consciousness. How my first contact with Krishna consciousness was from reading Srila Prabhupada's books. And how the reading of Prabhupada's books gradually evolved to my first visit to the temple. Of course, as I explained also yesterday, my first visit to the temple wasn't very successful.
Но как я вчера уже объяснял, мое первое посещение храма не было очень успешным.
But that was not because of any lack in the temple.
Но это не из-за того, что
it wasn't the temple's fault that it wasn't successful.
Со стороны храма не было никакой ошибки допущено.
I didn't. My first time I went to the temple, I was thinking maybe I better not go in because if I go in, I may not come out.
Когда я подошел к храму, я думал таким образом, что лучше, наверное, не буду заходить в храм, потому что если я зайду, то я не смогу уже выйти никогда.
Because I was thinking that I had already been reading so much of Prabhupada's books, and I was already pretty much convinced that I had to devote myself to Prabhupada's teachings.
Я думал следующим образом, что я уже прочитал несколько книг Шрилы Прабхупады, я уже достаточно убежден, что необходимо принять это учение и приложить в своей жизни.
But that time I didn't know if I was ready yet.
Но я не чувствовал себя достаточно готовым к этому шагу.
So it took 3 visits before I got enough courage to go into the temple.
И это заняло. Мне пришлось 3 раза посетить храм, прежде чем в 3-й раз я набрался смелости войти в храм.
And although I actually did come out of the temple after I went in for my first visit.
И хотя я так или иначе смог выйти из храма после этого 3-го посещения.
When I came out, I realized that I was going to have to make a commitment to live there.
Но когда я вышел из храма, я тем не менее решил для себя, что я должен решиться и жить в храме.
And everybody, I'm sure you can remember their first visit to the temple.
Я думаю, многие из вас также помнят первое посещение храма.
This is like I have a very vivid memory of my first visit to the temple. Vivid, detailed.
Как я, допустим, очень подробно помню мое первое посещение храма.
I remember all the people that were there at the time.
Я помню всех преданных, которые там находились в то время.
Different people that I spoke to, what I did.
Разных людей, с которыми я беседовал, чем они занимаются.
And I can also very much remember the feeling that I had when I entered the temple.
Я также очень хорошо помню чувство, которое охватило меня, когда я посетил храм первый раз.
That there was something very much different about the atmosphere in the temple.
Я заметил, что атмосфера в храме очень сильно отличается от других мест.
And I actually asked that question to the devotee who was speaking to me at the time.
И как раз этот вопрос я задал преданному, с которым я разговаривал в то время.
I asked him, why is it that this temple atmosphere so it seems, why is it seems it's in here so different than every place else that I go?
И я спросил этого преданного, почему атмосфера в храме отличается от атмосферы любого места, которое я когда-либо посещал.
I couldn't explain it. I couldn't understand. I had to ask.
Я не мог это понять, я не мог это объяснить самому себе, поэтому я задал этот вопрос.
And the devotee began to explain to me that how the atmosphere of the temple is because Krishna is at the center.
И этот преданный объяснил мне, что атмосфера в храме такова, потому что Кришна находится в центре.
Yes, whenever you put Krishna at the center, immediately it creates a harmonious atmosphere.
Когда вы помещаете Кришну в центр,
and to me it just made so much sense. Because I had already been reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna
and I
read these ideas so many times, but I had no experience of
it. Что мне сказал этот преданный множество раз, но никогда не имел личного опыта этого.
But that first visit to the temple gave me my first exposure to a place where Krishna was at the center.
И вот это первое посещение храма открыло для меня существование места, где действительно Кришна находится в центре.
And it certainly left a very deep impression within me.
И несомненно это оставило очень глубокое впечатление во мне.
Most people who come to Krishna consciousness always have very good impressions the first time they visit the temple.
Большинство людей, которые впервые посещают храм, знакомятся с сознанием Кришны, у них остается очень сильное впечатление от этого посещения.
But sometimes we see that people may come back second, third, fourth, or fifth times, and impressions gradually may change.
Но иногда мы можем видеть, что человек приходит во второй, третий, четвертый раз, и это впечатление храма меняется.
Now this one, many times it may be to the person himself, he may change also.
Иногда, конечно, причиной того является сам человек, потому что он может измениться.
But also, we have to be careful about, for us who are now living in the temple, we have to be careful about the kind of impression that we give to those who are coming to the temple.
Но тем не менее, для тех, кто живет в храме, для нас самих, очень важно заботиться о том, какое впечатление мы оставляем
But it's not that we have to be conscious about our image so much. Just like a person who's conscious about his image, he's very self-conscious. He's always thinking about himself. He's always thinking, what do people think about how I look? We're not supposed to be thinking about ourselves. It's not that we have to be so conscious of our image that we're projecting upon people. That we simply create some kind of artificial image which really isn't what exists. We're not supposed to be creating artificial images. Krishna consciousness is itself attractive. We don't have to try to create a different kind of image except the image of Krishna consciousness. Just like in the West, they have all these big businesses. They have these different strategies as to how to keep their customers.
Допустим, на Западе у разных компаний, у разных фирм существуют стратегии, как сохранить покупателей.
Because in business, they say that the worst thing that can hurt a business is when you have somebody who comes, who's a customer to your business, but then he doesn't come back.
Потому что в бизнесе существует такое понимание, что нет ничего хуже для бизнеса, для компании, что если какой-то клиент посещает вашу компанию и затем никогда уже не возвращается.
Because if he has a bad experience, he's going to go out and tell other people about his bad experience.
Потому что если у него осталось плохое впечатление, он пойдет и расскажет другим, поделится своим плохим впечатлением.
So in the West they have all these different kinds of strategies for keeping their customers happy.
И на Западе эти разные фирмы разрабатывают различные виды стратегий, так же как удержать и сохранить клиента.
It's like they have this place, I'm sure all of you heard of it, it's called Disneyland. Disneyland is like a huge city of fantasies and amusements and parks. And
Disneyland is a huge park in which there are various activities and attractions.
Every single day, tens and thousands of people visit this place. And all the employees, there are tens and are also thousands and thousands and thousands of employees who work there. And everybody who works there has to go through a very intensive training as to how to create an image so that everybody will have an image of feeling happy while they're there.
И каждый, кто устраивается на работу в Disneyland, прежде чем он приступит к работе, он проходит подготовку или тренинг, в котором его учат, как создавать представление у тех, кто посещает этот Disneyland, ощущение счастья и радости.
Everybody has to be picture perfect in their appearance.
Каждый должен выглядеть совершенным образом.
Anybody not dressed properly, don't look perfect, don't act perfect, neatly, they can't stay, they're fired.
Если кто-то не выглядит идеальным образом, не одет идеальным образом с иголочки, такой человек мгновенно могут выбросить с работы.
It's because they're trying to create an image.
Это происходит потому, что они пытаются создать image.
They want these people to come back and come back and come back.
Они хотят, чтобы посетители вновь посещали, возвращались.
But to create the image, they're always just conscious about themselves.
Но когда они
So we're talking about the atmosphere in the temple, we're not talking about this kind of artificial image creating. To get everybody lined up looking like puppets or like what do you call it? Soldiers. So that everybody creates a perfect image, that's very artificial. But we're supposed to be actually creating an atmosphere that attracts people. But the atmosphere that attracts people is the way that we deal with one another. The way that we actually live as devotees in a society. We always present that Krishna consciousness is supposed to be a positive alternative. That's one of the fundamental teachings of Krishna conscious philosophy, that we're presenting a positive alternative for people to live. Crack your heads together. Srila Prabhupada always used to use this expression, how Krishna consciousness is a positive alternative.
Srila Prabhupada очень часто использовал это выражение, что сознание Кришны это позитивная альтернатива существующему образу жизни людей.
So we actually have to show what that positive alternative is.
И мы должны продемонстрировать людям, в чем состоит эта позитивная альтернатива.
Not that we just simply speak about it.
Но не то, что мы только говорим об этом.
Because if we just speak about it, that's also like artificially making an image.
Потому что если мы только говорим об этом, это то же самое.
We have to show by example. This is like Sanatana Goswami that told Haridas Thakur, some people preach nicely but they don't behave properly. Some people behave nicely but they don't preach. But Haridas Thakur's glory was that he both preached and he behaved perfectly like Vaishnava. And therefore Sanatana Goswami said that that was his qualification for becoming spiritual master of the entire world. Just as Lord Chaitanya instructed, Yari Dekatani Kaha Krishna Upadesha, Mara Yai Guru Hanatari Hades. Tell everyone you meet about Krishna, teachings of Lord Krishna, given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become spiritual master and deliver everybody in the whole land. Spiritual master means that one actually has to preach and also be an example. This also means that the followers of the spiritual master have to follow the same principle.
Это означает, что последователи, ученики духовного учителя, также должны следовать тому же принципу.
It's not just the business of the spiritual master to preach and to be a good example.
Это не является делом одного духовного учителя быть идеальным примером, служить идеальным примером и также идеальным проповедником.
But as we know, it's also the business of the followers to also set a good example.
Но как мы знаем, это также обязанности последователей духовного учителя служить хорошим примером.
The qualification of the spiritual master is recognized by the characteristics of his followers.
Потому что качество духовного учителя проявляется в качествах его учеников.
Just like it is said, Lord Chaitanya was asked how to recognize a Vaishnava.
Господа Чайтанья спросили, как узнать Вайшнава?
A Vaishnava is one by, who by when one gets his association, others become Vaishnavas. In other words, they also become exemplary. That should be the qualification of the spiritual master, is that others become examples themselves as well. Srila Prabhupada writes about that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Also in reference to Haridas Thakur, where it's described how Haridas Thakur was such a potent Vaishnava that he converted a prostitute into a wonderful Vaishnava, Vaishnavi.
Haridas Thakur was such a Вайшнав, что он обратил даже проститутку Вайшнаве.
By her 3 days association with Haridas Thakur, by her visits to his cave.
Проститутка 3 дня, 3 раза посещала Haridas Thakur, его пещере, где он жил.
She became completely purified.
И после этих посещений она очистилась полностью.
And she renounced everything and she began chanting 300,000 names daily.
И она отреклась от всего, она стала повторять.
300,000 names. And when people heard about how Haridas Thakur had changed this prostitute into a great Vaishnavi, people were coming from all over simply to come and take darshan.
Когда люди услышали о том, что Haridas Thakur обратил проститутку в Вайшнаве, они приходили просто, чтобы увидеть ее и получить ее даршан.
And simply by seeing this Vaishnavi, everyone began to appreciate the glories of Srila Haridas Thakur.
И просто увидев эту Вайшнаву, они смогли высоко оценить славу Шрила Харидас Такура.
Because they could see, just see the potency of this Haridas Thakur.
Просто на этом примере они говорили, просто посмотрите на могущество Haridas Thakur.
And Prabhupada described in the purport, he said that's the criteria of a genuine spiritual master. He must be examined to the behavior of his followers, by the behavior of his followers.
И Шрила Прабхупада объясняет в комментарии к этому эпизоду, что понять природу истинного духовного учителя мы можем, изучив качество его учеников.
So it's not that just simply it's the business of the spiritual master to be a good example, but it's also the business of the followers to also be a good example.
Это дело не одного духовного учителя служить идеальным примером, но это также дело его учеников, последователей, чтобы служить идеальным примером.
And just as we know that conversely, if a disciple behaves in a bad way, that also reflects on the spiritual master.
И также, кроме того, мы знаем с другой стороны, что если ученик ведет себя негативным образом, то есть как-то не очень хорошо ведет себя, это отражается на духовном учителе.
Just like that verse in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam by Lord Krishna to the Kumaras.
Как известный стих, произнесенный в третьей песне Шримад Бхагаватам, Господом Кришне обращаясь.
Where Krishna himself apologized to the 4 Kumaras for the behavior of Jaya and Vijaya.
Сам Кришна извиняется перед 4 Кумарами за поведение Джая и Виджая.
He said, please forgive them for their acts. I hope that was not that. Forgive their offensive acts to you.
Он говорит, пожалуйста, простите их оскорбление, которое они нанесли вам.
And he explained that I am asking forgiveness because when a wrong act is committed by a servant, it leads people in general to blame the master.
Господь Кришна объясняет, что обычно греховный поступок, правильный поступок, совершенный слугой, побуждает людей говорить плохо о господине этого слуги.
Just as a spot of white leprosy on any part of the body spoils all of the skin.
Точно так же, как небольшое пятно белой проказы оскверняет всю кожу человека.
So the Lord himself spoke this verse.
Сам Господь произнес этот стих.
And he was saying that yes, that when a servant commits some bad act, then people will blame the master.
И он говорит, что когда слуга совершает плохой поступок, то люди, видя это, будут обвинять господина.
Because the master is responsible to change the behavior of his followers.
Потому что обязанность господина изменить поведение своих последователей.
So it acts both ways. Good behavior also glorifies the spiritual master. Bad behavior brings bad reputation to the spiritual master.
То есть это действует как с одной и с другой стороны. Хороший поступок слуги приносит хорошую репутацию духовному учителю. Аналогично, плохие поступки, совершенные учениками, отражаются негативно на духовном учителе.
Therefore, it is the duty of the disciple to understand what is proper behavior.
Поэтому обязанностью ученика осознать, что является правильным поведением.
When the disciples are behaving properly in Krishna consciousness, then it creates a very nice atmosphere.
Если ученики ведут себя должным образом в сознании Кришны, то с все это создает очень хорошую атмосферу.
And this is what makes the temple life very attractive.
И именно это делает жизнь в храме очень привлекательной.
We don't have to be so self-conscious about the kind of image we create.
Мы не должны постоянно думать о самих себе, о том, какой имидж, какое представление, впечатление мы оставляем на людей.
As much as we have to, we should be Krishna conscious.
Но с другой стороны, мы должны быть
because that's also our philosophy. If we're Krishna conscious, then everything else follows.
And
if a devotee develops Krishna conscious, then he automatically develops good qualities. Prabhupada would always quote that verse, yas yasti bhaktir bhagavacha kinshana savarganais tatra samasate sura, that all the good qualities of the demigods automatically become manifest in a devotee of the Lord. We don't have to make any extraneous endeavor to develop good qualities. If we're Krishna conscious, these good qualities will automatically become manifest. So that the degree that we're Krishna conscious in our dealings with each other, it will be very attractive. Just like last night, anybody would have come when we're having a kirtan after the lecture. Everybody was dancing and chanting so enthusiastically.
Как вчера вечером, когда после лекции все прежде собрались и с энтузиазмом пели, танцевали.
Everybody heard a nice class, you were feeling inspired.
И после прекрасной лекции мы все чувствовали вдохновение.
Everybody feels Krishna conscious, it generates a very nice atmosphere.
Все находились в сознании Кришны, и все это создало прекрасную атмосферу.
It's attractive, people are looking for that.
Такая атмосфера очень привлекательна, и именно это то, что ищут люди.
It's not that the material and everybody isn't happy in the material world.
Неправильно думать, что люди счастливы в материальном мире.
Everybody's looking for something.
Все ищут что-либо.
And we know what they're looking for.
И мы прекрасно знаем, что они ищут.
Most don't know what they're looking for.
Но большинство не знает, что они ищут.
But we should know what they're looking for.
Но мы должны знать, что они ищут.
They're looking for a genuine Krishna conscious experience.
Они ищут истинное.
Therefore, if we actually take part in genuine Krishna conscious experiences, we can attract so many people.
Поэтому, если мы принимаем участие в этом опыте сознания Кришны,
but not
мы можем привлечь людей.
Not to attract them simply to come once or twice or three times.
Но мы можем привлечь их не просто, чтобы они один, два или три раза посетили наш храм.
We actually have to attract them so that they'll keep on coming again and again.
Мы должны их привлекать таким образом, чтобы они вновь и вновь хотели посещать наш храм.
Of course, sometimes we see that some of those people who keep on coming again and again, they gradually become those same people who begin attracting others.
И мы можем видеть также, что те, кого мы привлекаем, те люди, которые начинают вновь и вновь посещать наш храм, они становятся теми, кто в будущем будут также привлекать других к нам.
But in this way, we should understand the importance of what the temple is for.
И таким образом мы должны осознать важность того, для чего предназначен храм.
The temple is the place where we practice Krishna consciousness.
Храм — это место, где мы практикуем сознание Кришны.
If everybody is conscious of what the temple is for, then we don't have to worry about all these other things.
Если каждый осознает, для чего предназначен храм, тогда ему не нужно будет заботиться обо всех других, волноваться других вещах.
They're secondary.
Это все вторично.
They must be taken care of, but they're secondary.
Об этом тоже необходимо позаботиться, но это все вторично.
Just like once Srila Prabhupada was preaching to the devotees. And he told them, he said that actually, if preaching is there, then management follows just like a shadow.
И он сказал им, что если вы проповедуете, то management, он следует просто как тень.
He said, this is the way that how we should manage our temple.
И он сказал, что это тот способ, как мы должны руководить нашими храмами.
Because he said, if preaching is there, which means if Krishna consciousness is there, then everything else should follow, just like the shadow follows an object.
И Шрила Прабхупада объяснил, что если есть проповедь, то все остальное следует за ней автоматически, точно так же, как тень сама собой следует за объектом.
But if we try to manage without Krishna consciousness. Badness, chaos. We try to make so many different arrangements. So much resistance. Every time you try to manage something, it's resisting just as much as you're trying to manage it. It's very difficult to manage without Krishna consciousness. But if the Krishna's consciousness is there, then everybody naturally, management follows like a shadow, because a person who's Krishna conscious naturally wants to serve. That's a symptom of Krishna consciousness. He's attracted to serving Krishna. So these are the principles that we should be practicing in our temple life. I've been thinking about these things as Radhanath Maharaj has been speaking about them in his classes. I was also happened to be thinking about it just today, because just before coming here, we took Radhanath Maharaj to a few places to see in Moscow. He wanted to see Hotel National with Srila Prabhupada. To consider that to be a place of pilgrimage. So we went down by the Red Square. As soon as I was in Red Square, then so many memories came back to me. Because I began to remember how, when I first came here, I was in Red Square with I was a tourist with my camera taking pictures with a tour guide. And how the tour guide was taking us to all these places, the St. Basil's Cathedral. And I was telling, I remember going into the St. Basil's Cathedral and then coming out, and Krishna Kumara was hiding underneath the sign waiting for me. He was hiding underneath the sign. He and one other devotee, they were hiding, waiting for me, because that was the spot we were supposed to meet. Yeah, I gave the signal to Krishna Kumara. We had a specific time we were supposed to meet. And so then when I left from the tour group and I went back to meet him, and then we went off to place. And I began reflecting that how we didn't have any temples back then. There was no temples. And I started telling Radhanath Maharaj about some of the things that we were doing back then. And I began to realize that, yeah, what a difference between then and now. We had no temples at all back then. We were just going into the tiny flats, having our programs, and people were coming. But now we have these wonderful temples all over. And I began to reflect on the weight of the responsibility that we actually have. But now that Krishna has given us these temples,
and
As Radhanath Maharaj was saying the other night, how all these temples are the fruit of the austerities the devotees performed many, many years ago. This goes back way before even I started visiting. I only started visiting about a little over 8 years ago. But many devotees going back much before that, performing so many austerities here in times even more difficult. Now the fruit of those austerities is that we have these temples. Now we have big responsibility. If Krishna has given us something to use in His service, then we have a big responsibility. Because Krishna can also take away. Just like Radhanath Maharaj also was telling this morning the story of Lord Vamanadeva. He was describing how Lord Vamanadeva was taking everything away from Bali
Maharaj.
How it was a verse in the purport, Yasyaham Anugrahami Harishi Tadinam Shanai, that sometimes the Lord will take everything away from the devotees. To make his devotee more dependent upon the Lord. So, sometimes the Lord may take everything away. So, of course, it is a big responsibility that Krishna has given us these temples. If we want to keep them, we have to fulfill that responsibility. Otherwise, the Lord could take away. No, just as Prabhupada also describes those purports in the 8th canto of the Bhagavatam. He says, that Krishna sometimes takes away everything from his devotee to make his devotee dependent upon him. But he described that what is even greater mercy of Krishna. Is that when Krishna lets his devotee keep what he has given to him and the devotee doesn't become proud. That's greater mercy. When the Lord lets us keep it, but we don't become proud of what we have. So we have to be very careful in the same way that Krishna has given us this temple. We should not think the temple is for our enjoyment. What makes the temple very attractive to ourselves and to others is when Krishna is the center. That's what made me feel very attractive the first time I entered the temple. And that's exactly what the devotee told me when I asked him, why is it this place feels so different than every place else I go? And he gave that simple answer. He said, that's because here Krishna is the center. Krishna is not just the center for the pujaris. The deity is not just simply the center for those who go on the altar and offer the incense and the tea lamp. Krishna is supposed to be the center of everybody's life.
предполагает, что Кришна является центром жизни каждого.
Lord Chaitanya is supposed to be the center. Shri Gaura is supposed to be the center of everybody's life who lives in the temple. That means that everybody who's living in the temple has their interest of the deities always first and foremost interest.
Это означает, что те, кто живут в храме, для них интересы божества служат первой главной обязанностью.
Whether they're pujaris, cooks, book distributors,
будь они пуджари, поварами или распространителями,
whatever service they're performing,
какое бы служение они выполняли,
Krishna must be the center.
Кришна должен находиться в центре.
And when when Krishna is the center, then the atmosphere becomes harmonious.
И когда Кришна находится в центре, то атмосфера становится очень гармоничной.
Just as when we're sitting and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class and everybody's consciousness and attention is focused on hearing about Krishna.
Когда, допустим, мы сидим утром на Шримад Бхагаватам на лекции и слушаем о Кришне, сознание каждого поглощено сознанием Кришны.
Immediately creates a very harmonious atmosphere.
Это немедленно создает очень гармоничную атмосферу.
That's why the sages at Naimisharanya perform their sacrifice for many thousands of years in Naimisharanya.
Именно по этой причине мудрецы
they perform their sacrifice for the welfare of the whole universe. That's why Sutta Goswami said to the sages of Naimisharanya,
oh,
sages, I have been justly questioned by you. Your questions are glorious because they relate to Lord Krishna and therefore they are of relevance to the welfare of the whole world.
Ваши вопросы, они прославлены и замечательны, потому что они связаны с Господом Кришной и потому несут благо всему миру.
Only questions of this sort can completely satisfy the soul.
Только вопросы такого рода могут полностью удовлетворить душу.
So anything that is connected to the service of Krishna becomes relevant to everybody.
И все, что связано со служением Кришны, это имеет важность для каждого.
In this way, our temples can become places that will continuously attract people to Krishna consciousness.
Таким образом, наши храмы могут стать местами, в которых мы можем продолжать привлекать людей к сознанию Кришны.
To the degree that we put Krishna's interest at the center,
до того уровня, в такой же степени, какой мы ставим Кришну в центре,
and we take our own personal material interests away from the center and leave them aside.
И убираем наши собственные
that's the nature of Krishna conscious atmosphere.
Такова природа атмосферы сознания Кришны.
And therefore, because Krishna consciousness is a very dynamic process, we have the responsibility to always churn the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, to always re-emphasize this point again and again and again.
Наша обязанность состоит в том, чтобы постоянно как бы пахать эту философию сознания Кришны, вновь и вновь размышлять над этим моментом.
So this is a little something about some of the thoughts that were in my mind today.
Вот несколько моих мыслей, которые посетили меня сегодня.
And I wanted to share a little bit some of these thoughts with you.
Я хотел поделиться этими мыслями с вами.
I have many other thoughts also as I remember. From 8 years ago, when my first visits to Russia, former Soviet Union.
Ко мне также пришло множество других воспоминаний, когда я стал вспоминать о тех событиях, которые происходили примерно 8 лет назад, когда я впервые посетил Советский Союз.
But most something for somebody else because we want to turn their attention to Krishna, not turn their attention to us.
Мы делаем что-то для других, потому что мы хотим обратить их внимание на Кришну, а не на самих себя.
Therefore, we have to respect everyone.
Поэтому мы должны уважать каждого.
We have to respect devotees. We have to respect non-devotees.
Мы должны уважать преданных, непреданных.
Because we always have to think of what is the best way to turn their attention to the Lord.
Потому что мы всегда должны думать, какой самый лучший способ обратить их внимание на Господа.
Why should I do something to provoke enmity?
Зачем я должен делать что-то, чтобы провоцировать, возбуждать вражду?
I should do something to help them turn their attention to Krishna.
Я должен сделать что-то, чтобы их внимание вернулось к Кришне.
That's how Vaishnava is friendly towards all living beings.
Именно поэтому Вайшнав дружески относится ко всем живым существам.
Therefore, Prabhupada is saying, in common dealings, we should maintain friendship
with everyone.
Поэтому Прабхупада говорит, в наших обычных делах мы должны поддерживать дружбу со всеми.
And our behavior should be such that no one should become angry and thereby commit a wrong to individuals, families or society.
И мы должны вести себя так, чтобы не причинять зла никому, ни отдельным личностям, ни семьям, ни обществу.
Because if we do something that provokes anger and enmity,
потому что если мы делаем что-то, что возбуждает других вражду,
then not only may it bring ill effects upon ourselves,
то это может, от этого мы можем пострадать не только мы сами.
But it may bring ill effects upon families and our society as well.
Это может также принести вред членам нашей семьи или всему обществу.
Just like we see practically when a devotee who's representing the movement, he behaves in some bad way in his dealings with materialists.
А как мы видим, что преданный, который ведет себя плохо с другими людьми, с материалистами, потому что он иногда может забыть, он может привязаться к каким-то результатам своего труда. И из-за своей привязанности он делает что-то, возбуждая в других вражду. Что этот человек думает?
Он immediately thinks about who is this person representing.
В котором возбуждена вражда, он сразу же думает, кого представляет этот человек. Из-за этого страдает вся семья Шрилы Прабхупады из-за поведения такого преданного. Как есть стих в Шримад Бхагаватам, который произнес Кришна. Что дурной поступок, который сделал слуга, заставляет людей дурно думать о его хозяине. Точно так же, как маленькое пятно депигментированной кожи и портит всю кожу.
So somebody commits a wrong act.
Тот человек, который совершает неправильный поступок,
it reflects on the whole body.
Это отражается на всем теле.
Just as this one small spot of white leprosy spoils the whole, all the skin.
Точно так же, как одно маленькое пятнышко белой проказы портит всю кожу.
Similarly, a wrong act of a servant of this society spoils the reputation of the society.
Точно так же, как один неправильно совершенный поступок человеком в этом обществе портит репутацию всего общества.
Therefore, devotee should be very careful in his dealings.
Поэтому преданные должны быть очень осторожны и внимательны, когда они общаются с другими.
He should not try to provoke enmity.
Мы не должны пытаться возбуждать вражду ни в ком.
What offering for Krishna can one possibly make by a willful attempt to provoke enmity?
Что хорошего мы сделаем для Кришны, если мы сознательно провоцируем, возбуждаем вражду в других?
How can one justify it?
Как можно оправдать это?
It is simply the modes of material nature. That is all it is.
Это всего лишь гуны материальной природы, которые делают это.
If somebody willfully provokes enmity, it is simply due to the influence of these three modes of material nature.
Если кто-то сознательно провоцирует вражду в других, то он делает это под влиянием гун материальной природы.
That's why Prabhupada explains that sometimes in the behavior of a sadhu, it may seem that somebody may think himself to be the enemy of a sadhu.
Поэтому Прабхупада объясняет, что в
I simply want to emphasize this point that it is the duty of the disciple to become proper example. Whether one is living inside the temple or living outside the temple, his duty is to always strive for Krishna consciousness. There may be so many other things, so many other obligations that might be there in our life. But we actually should always strive for Krishna consciousness as much as we possibly can. And that means whenever we go to the temple, if we're living outside the temple, we should always go to the temple because we want Krishna consciousness. We should not see the temple as a place that's supposed to serve my material needs. Temple is a place that's supposed to serve our Krishna consciousness, need for Krishna consciousness. Храм — это место, которое может
And that's the first and foremost responsibility of those who are living in the temple. Those who are living in the temple, their first and foremost responsibility is to be an example of Krishna consciousness. So those who are coming to the temple are reminded about what they really want to get from the temple.
They
should be coming to hear about Krishna. Just that's why Srila Prabhupada started these temples. Started these temples as a place where people can come and to hear about Krishna. Just as when we used to get together so many years ago, that was the only activity. It was nothing else.
Много лет назад, когда мы собирались все вместе, это было единственное наше деятельность.
There was little prasadam.
Было немного prasada.
And I can't even remember if there were any deities back then.
Я не помню, были какие-либо божества у нас.
I don't think so. I think it was just Panchatattva.
Я думаю, что было только Панчататва, не было никаких божеств.
I don't think there were any deities. Really, Maharaj Krishna, you were around then, weren't you? Were there deities back then?
First time
there was a deity. No deities, huh? I can't remember.
Сначала не было никаких божеств.
No. All there was just sitting and hearing about Krishna, right?
Единственное, чем мы занимались, мы сидели и слушали Кришну.
I remember, actually, my very first visit.
Мое первое посещение.
Was during Janmashtami. And who was it? Oh, that's right. My favorite visit was during Janmashtami, and I first came to Moscow before Janmashtami, but then I flew to Kiev on Janmashtami day. You were there? You remember? That was at the Amala Bhaktas. Amala Bhaktas Bhakti. I remember that we had to start the program very late because there were some agents, or some, there were policemen staked out in front of the flat and we couldn't go inside.
Я помню, что мы смогли начать программу очень поздно, потому что
yeah, Chuta and I, we had to pull up the car to face the building, and we just sat in the car for hours waiting for the police to leave. We didn't know which it was. It was civil. And I couldn't go in the building because we were afraid that if they would have caught me, they would have sent me out. So I remember that finally, when they left, we went inside. It was very late at night. And we just sat and we just heard about Krishna.
Chanted
about Krishna.
He was divided Krishna.
Went for many hours into the night. And then the following morning I flew to St. Petersburg. Leningrad then. And then we had to go out into the forest for Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja. And we had class for almost 9 hours. Because I gave a lecture, and then we had questions and answers, and that was about 4 hours.
Я помню, что я прочитал лекцию, потом были вопросы и ответы. Это заняло 4 часа.
And then we had a little feast for Prabhupada, but there wasn't much prasadam.
Затем мы провели небольшой пир ради Шрилы Прабхупады. Для Шрилы Прабхупады у нас не было так много прасада.
But right after, and then after the feast, then we went on for about another four to five more hours.
И после этого пира мы продолжали еще 4-5 часов рассказывать Кришне.
There was no deities.
Не было божеств.
All there were deities in Kiev. They had those small deities in Kiev. I'm talking about St. Petersburg.
Но тогда не было божеств.
So that's that's what when we come together, that's what should be our interest, is to hear about Krishna.
Когда мы собираемся вместе, такова должна быть наша цель — слушать вместе Кришну.
And now that we have temples, that whatever else that we do should always be connected to that.
И сейчас, когда у нас есть храм, также все, чем бы мы ни занимались, должно быть связано с этим.
The essence of our activity should not change.
Суть нашей деятельности не должна меняться.
The same principle has to be there now as it was back then, as it always was.
Те же принципы, которые были у нас тогда, должны сохраняться и сейчас.
The temples are places to come to hear and chant about Krishna.
Что принцип состоит в том, что храм — это место, где собираются люди, чтобы служить и воспевать имя Кришны.
So that means it will be attracted to the degree that the devotees who are living in the temple are utilizing the temple for that purpose.
И храм будет привлекательным. Такой же, до такой степени, до такой бедный, которые живут в храме, будут стремиться к исполнению этой цели.
And this is what will create a very attractive, harmonious impression for everyone to take part in Krishna consciousness.
То, что создаст очень привлекательную, драматичную атмосферу, будет привлекать людей принять участие в движении сознания Кришны.
Okay. I know you have some questions.
Я знаю, что у вас есть какие-то вопросы.
I just, because you can ask questions.
Можете задавать их.
About anything.
На любую тему.
What will be your tomorrow's schedule? Will you know tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to Gurukula in the morning.
But
I just spoke to Krishna Kumara and explained to him it has to be a very short list. I'll be there arriving in the Gurukula. I'll be somewhere between 8 and 30. I'll be arriving at the Gurukula somewhere between 8 and 8:30.
Я приеду в
Гурукулу
где-то между 8 и
8:30. I think Radhanath Maharaj will give Bhagavatam class
here tomorrow. Я думаю, что Радхананда с вами завтра встретится утром по Шрабхагаватам.
Есть наши главные ряды, у меня главный ансамбль, Гупал, Баджа Бен и много других подобных.
I don't know what the circumstances were that Maharaj saw them. Maybe you can help me. I wasn't here. Where did he see it?
It happened in Rostov before a public program that I was supposed to be MC for. And he said this was a very serious movement. And especially the interest of Krishna Lokar in something like this.
Because, as you know, I'm also a very strong advocate about certain types of music, against certain types of music. Actually, I'll give you an example. It just so happens I have this here. It just so happens I have this here, so I'm going to take advantage of it. This is a little story.
It's a короткая история.
From Prabhupada Nectar.
This is книга Нектара Прабхупады.
In 1966, in New York City, a boy came by with a record of a famous Indian musician playing a sitar. As soon as the music began, Srila Prabhupada started to smile. The boy asked, "Do you like this music?" Srila Prabhupada said, "This is sense gratification music." The boy was hurt and said, "What do you mean?" "They play this in the temples in India." So Prabhupada insisted, "No, this is sense gratification music. And this musician is just a businessman." The boy then replied, "Well, you used to be a businessman." Prabhupada laughed and said, "Because I went naked, then I should go naked now?" "Well, what if this musician wanted to become a devotee?" asked the boy. "Oh, that would be very nice," said Prabhupada. "If he can come. But this is sense gratification music." It's Prabhupada's words. So Prabhupada said it for a reason. There are other little pastimes, little dealers here also about music and Srila Prabhupada's attitude towards it. The point is that Prabhupada wasn't interested so much in appealing to the masses of people. Actually, Radhanath Maharaj was also speaking about that this morning in class. How Prabhupada didn't compromise in preaching Krishna consciousness. But still he was liberal to bring people forward in their Krishna consciousness. So sometimes he would be a little bit more liberal for people who are coming forward and would encourage them to do something for Krishna. But when it came to spreading Krishna consciousness with his serious followers, he was strict. He had a certain standard of what he expected would be the way to spread Krishna consciousness. And he expected his followers to follow that standard. Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, condemning professional musicians, saying that actually they can do nothing professional actors. Saying that actually they can do nothing for attracting people to the message of Krishna consciousness. And he explained, he also described also professional musicians in one other purport. And he described about the importance of the devotee simply chanting Hare Krishna purely. And he, in fact, Prabhupada, at one time he started the World Sankirtan Party. Where he was sending, he wanted his disciples simply to go out with mridanga, kartals, harmonium, and to chant and distribute the holy name of the Lord in major cities throughout the world. And he always emphasized that it is the devotion that is what will attract people to Krishna consciousness, not so much the professionalism. Here, in this particular example, Srila Prabhupada said that actually this music is sense gratification music. It's not very appealing. For spreading Krishna consciousness. Although we understand that sometimes in particular time, place and circumstance, it might be very nice to have a group who plays very nicely Krishna conscious music. But I suspect that what Jaya Advaita Maharaj must have been addressing is some of these bhajans that I've heard this group chant. So-called bhajans, which are simply cinema songs. That's all they are. I can't understand also why this group can sing these songs. And if they ever asked my opinion, I would tell them also to stop it. That's probably what he was talking about. I'm sure he wasn't against bhajans performed nicely. But it's these different songs that are performed by these different cinema artists and music artists in New York. They're just meant to gratify the senses.
Песни, которые исполняют различные актеры в Нью-Йорке или где-либо еще. Эти песни предназначены только для удовлетворения чувств.
And I see no need whatsoever for performing, for playing these things.
There was one song even describing love in the spiritual master. You can imagine what is the position of so-called spiritual masters in the society. So, by seeing these songs, you are sharing this attitude. This makes a strong impression of us.
I misunderstood. I didn't understand, I should say.
I used to be, I still am part of this band. We played one song about the love to the spiritual master.
Uh-huh.
And this was quite a simple song. And by hearing these songs, I think they are making impression that they are sharing this attitude of common Indians to the so called spiritual masters, gurus, modern material Indian society. So this is wrong. That's why I'm asking this question.
I don't know. As I said, it depends which form it is. It's in. I mean, if it's at a program that we're trying to attract people to Krishna consciousness, like our Sunday program, I think personally, my opinion is that it should be all bhajans. Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We have our Vaishnava Acharyas who've given us proper bhajans for chanting in a very attractive melodies. And it could be done in a very nice way. I just don't see any need for these other songs to be chanted at our major functions.
I mean, I can't understand the...
Okay, he wants to translate that.
Врай Кришна Прабху, там была одна песня, которая рассказывала о любви к духовному учителю. Вот это могло как-то повлиять на оставить хорошее впечатление на индусов, которые будут слушать эти бхаджаны, эту песню. И Махарадж говорит, что я не вижу никакой необходимости, чтобы в наших культурных программах проводить и исполнять песни, которые не написаны авторитетными ачарьями, потому что у нас достаточно прекрасных песен, которые написаны на прекрасной мелодии, можно очень большое количество можно исполнять и привлекать людей к сами Кришне.
And what is even worse?
What is, что еще хуже?
Is when it's practically the function is attended practically only by devotees.
Что эти программы посещаются только преданными.
I can't understand. What devotees, what interest do devotees have in hearing this kind of music? Especially rock and roll. I make it my business. I'll be perfectly honest with you. If I'm ever attending a program and rock and roll music comes on, I'm out the door within 2 minutes.
Я скажу вам честно, что как только я посещаю какую-то программу, на которой начинают исполнять рок-н-ролл, я в течение 2 минут покидаю помещение.
I was at a program not long ago. And it was mostly devotees at this program. And it was the program was directed towards attracting people to Krishna consciousness. Many other things that were there. And there were some devotees chanting very nice bhajans. And there were other different devotional performances at the program. And then I was protesting, but I finally relented and let somebody sing rock and roll because it was scheduled for 15 minutes in the program.
Сначала я был против, но потом я согласился, чтобы преды исполнили рок-н-ролл, так как это
And when the rock and roll music came on, I couldn't figure out what it had to do with Krishna. But I saw this whole group of bhaktas. And for the they just stood up and started dancing. There was no Hare Krishna. And these guys just started dancing. I think, what is going on here? What is this got to do with Krishna consciousness? And then I the next thing that was, I sat down and I gave a lecture. And I gave a lecture explaining, you know, how everything has to be put with Krishna at the center. Anyways, I said a few things. Two strange things about how, despite the fact it may be very difficult to see how some of the events that are being performed here tonight are meant to put our consciousness on Krishna, we should still try to be Krishna conscious. I said, despite the fact that there are some performances taking place here this evening,
из выступлений, которые были в сегодняшней программе, не имеют никакого отношения к сознанию Кришны.
In spite of the fact there are some performances here which may appear to be questionable, we should still try to fix our consciousness on Krishna.
Тем не менее, некоторые из выступлений, которые были, находятся под вопросом, тем не менее, мы должны
I mean, this is the goal of all our activities. So I can appreciate other functions that are not our own functions. And when the devotees will do something to try to turn people's attention towards Krishna consciousness, just because by the mere fact they're devotees. But our functions, our temple functions, those that are being actually put on by the temple to attract people to Krishna consciousness, we should be giving the essence. We should be giving Krishna consciousness.
Мероприятия, которые должны совершаться храмом, преданным, которые будут в храме для того, чтобы давать людям сознание Кришны.
Therefore, bhajans.
Поэтому bhajan.
They should be performed at our functions.
Необходимо выполнять как наши мероприятия.
And if devotees perform at other functions, and they want to include some of these other things at other functions to attract people, then let them do it. If devotees are taking part in a different function, say a concert, nightclub, whatever it may be. I don't see anything wrong with that. As I've always said, that for a devotee who is a householder who needs to earn an honest means of income, if he wants to be a musician, that's certainly much less violent than being a butcher. It's an honest means to learn the livelihood, being a musician and including some songs about Krishna. And if the devotees can do that, that's very nice. I certainly will have nothing against them. But at our functions, we should be chanting Hare Krishna. And chanting the songs of Narottam Das Thakur and Bhakti Vinod
Thakur.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
I want to make one short point. The reason why they play these songs is because they are nicely arranged musically. And it's very easy for our musicians to copy already written songs than to make up their own songs. It's easier and it sounds nicer. So if you would have some good examples to copy in our movement, devotees wouldn't go outside to copy something coming from materials.
You mean nice musical arrangement?
Yes.
You like what Joan Wilder put together? It's a whole Vaishnava songbook with musical arrangements.
I mean, something like Bhakti Sharma. So, we should develop this cultural side of our movement solution.
Translate.
Причина, по которой преданные копируют на слепо все эти комыстные песенки игривые, потому что они уже готовы, их очень легко скопировать, они звучат как надо, то есть гораздо труднее самим сделать аранжировку и так далее. Если бы у нас в движении было что копировать и кому подражать, то я думаю, преданные шли бы по зелению за это. Поэтому мне кажется, что мы должны развивать
not very. Interesting. Yeah.
Also musical.
Radio station, don't ask me. I have nothing to do with management of the radio station. They have their own process of selecting the material. About this 15-16 years ago. I told him why I don't listen to them. And he said right to me. He said, you shouldn't listen to them. And he also said, my disciples shouldn't listen to them either. Because I didn't make it for my disciples. Those are exact words he told me. His exact words. I was in Sweden. Excuse me, not Sweden. Zurich, Switzerland. In 1982. I was traveling with Hare Krishna Maharaj that time. We were traveling together for... I can't remember. Actually, I traveled with him too. We're traveling together for a couple of weeks. So I was talking to him about this. And that's what he told me back then. He told me, he said specifically he made them for preaching and he had plans for making many more for preaching. But maybe he's changed some of the things that he makes from what he was making back then. I don't know. But the only reason why I don't know is because I never listened to him.
I have a very long question. Can I? Should I ask today? Not right now.
No. Later. Procedures. You have to ask him if he's gone through the proper procedures.
Sometimes my service is very intense, like I don't get to study.
service of systematically instructing what's in the books, then we better have a standard for systematically studying what's inside of it.
Если служение преданности при том, чтобы систематически обучать других, кто может написать в книгах, тогда ему лучше систематически изучать то, что у них написано.
Sometimes very difficult for me to have a very rigid plan for studying. Especially sometimes in Russia, I have to take flights that leave at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's very difficult to make a rigid plan.
И очень трудно составлять план систематического.
Therefore, I have to designate a particular time during the year where I'm not traveling and I have a plan for study.
И поэтому я выделяю в течение года определенное время, когда я посвящаю время изучению книг.